Thank you very much, Diane Andy. You're very good at warming up an audience. It's great. Good. Yeah, I'm not feeling very well, so anyway, if I do rush off, just wait, I'll come back. I thought this talk would be so straightforward. Just talk about Brahma Viharas, because I've done it loads. And one morning meditation, a really good title leapt into my mind as well. You know, alchemy of happiness thought, that's it. Happiness, sukha, precursor to insight, positive emotions, Brahma Viharas, alchemy, conscious of a bit of mystery, isn't it? Change, transformation, purification, search for truth. I thought, great, got it. Emailed it off to Diane Andy. Well, I'll tell you, the actuality of this talk has been very different and still is. I just had this sort of 2 months struggle to find a structure for it. And I know I could have just redone one of my old talks about the Brahma Viharas, could have done that, I suppose. But I thought, well, really, you know, on the convention, we're trying to investigate this whole system of meditation, how well it may or may not work. So really, if I'm going to talk about Brahma Viharas, I need to be trying to put it into that context, which is where it all refused to come together. Puzzle to me. Either everything seemed completely obvious, and what could I possibly say to you that you wouldn't know thoroughly already, or else nothing seemed obvious and I couldn't think of anything to say whatsoever. And I sort of, it all floated in and out of focus, which is a bit like my eyesight, actually. You know, the whole subject just kind of going on. Anyway, in the midst of this, just last weekend, I was on the phone to a friend of mine. Last weekend, I phoned her, and we were talking about loads of stuff. Anyway, I told her all about this, sort of said, look, you know, I'm meant to be giving this talk. Just can't get it to come together. So she gave me a bit of advice. She said, well, Mum. Trying to make it into a talk, just tell them what you've been thinking about. And maybe it'll be like, you know, a series of wee talks, but just stop trying to do it. If you haven't done it in 2 months, you're not going to do it now, are you? And I thought, no, that's true. So I thought, well, there were some words of wisdom. So I went, oh, I could do that. I could leave it to you to make sense of. So this is not the talk about, you know, the alchemy of happiness. It's not got very much. I don't think there's any system to it. After what I said the other day about systems. By the end of it will prove to me if I'm independent of systems. It's not joined up. It's a bit like bits of a jigsaw puzzle or something like that, which you may or may not be able to piece together and glimpse something emergent, even imminent. Who knows? I don't know. Okay, so that's what it's the attempt to do. I could at least say what sort of general themes, general ideas have been in my mind before the title came into my mind, but and also afterwards. I mean, well, one was what I've already mentioned: positive emotion, Brahma Vihara practices. How do they support the other three aspects of this system of meditation? So those of you who were here a couple of days ago might remember me talking, saying that the model that I like for this system of meditation is the one where you've got four mutually conditioning elements, principial elements to do with meditation, and Bhante's given them this, and then it's up to us to work out how to make that work for us in terms of our meditation practice. So it's like it was the sheaves of corn image, so like four of them kind of propped up, and you know, can anyone be preeminent? What happens if one's not there at all? That kind of model. So that was in my mind, to try and maybe I could try and look at positive emotion in that sort of way. And then the other phrase that came to mind was it was a mandala of happiness. I got the word happiness in first. So I started to think about the Brahma Viharas practice as being helping us create a mandala of happiness for ourselves, but not, of course, only for ourselves. So So that was the second kind of general area. And then, which I think was the one I got most interested in, this image of the mandala of happiness changed to being a crucible of happiness. So all that's about, if I manage to get it out, it's about going beyond happiness. If maybe the mandala of happiness maybe connects more with the supporting factor of mindfulness, maybe. Well, in that case, I think the crucible of happiness, going beyond happiness, would probably link more with the elements of spiritual death and spiritual rebirth. Last night, when I was lying in bed, not really very well, I had this thought come in mind. I thought maybe the trouble with this I've been having with this talk is because actually the title is bigger than I've thought. I think it might be something to do with that, because I thought happiness, I was just thinking Brahma Viharas, I was kind of equating the two. But since then, I've got a bit of a different feel for it. It's a bit more like Brahma Viharas are sort of doorways into this happiness. And in a way, they're out of practicing Brahma Viharas, that kind of happiness can come. But also just a sense that there's something about happiness, the word that's trying to get into through my mind, that's more than that, that's something more to do with stillness and stability and reliability, and in the long run, when we've created that anyway also is the source of the Brahma Viharas. So I think I've got something of a mutual conditioning going on between them that I'm not very clear about. I'll try. The title arose when I was meditating, and I do get my best ideas when I meditate, so maybe it's just more of an idea than I'd realised.